Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Cozy Coleman, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back live from Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. That was pretty cool.
Awesome.
You know, like I said, I take the military portion very seriously. You know, the Northeast Viking thing is kind of cool. A different generation, but I've heard what?
Well, I mean, it's just evident that I could never make it in the military.
You couldn't have made it at Northeast High.
That guy was like respectful and like well articulate and words and like manners, professionalism.
All the things you don't have.
That guy's killing me.
I would say maybe, you know, if I asked him to spend some time with you, but I wouldn't do that to him.
Well,
I wouldn't make him do something like that.
Well, what? I didn't know the Navy had planes.
What?
Well, the Navy's water. Seals underwater. Like, you know, seals don't fly. There's no wings on a seal.
Here's the thing. I never know when you're just trying to piss me off.
Well, when did they get planes? Did they buy them? Just get them?
No.
They order them on Amazon.
No, idiot.
Built by IKEA.
You've never seen an aircraft carrier?
Yeah, that's where they land. That's for the Air Force. The Air Force flies them.
No, they don't.
And then land them on your boat.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Land them on your little boat or your dinghy.
You've never seen Top Gun?
Yeah.
What's his name? Tom Cruise was an aviator?
I'm just saying. Navy should just be boat people, like canoes, kayaks.
No, that's Coast Guard.
Oh. Dinghies.
You know, and I know I talked about it, and he didn't go into it, you know, obviously for a reason. It got a little testy there on the field after the game.
Well, it should.
No, it should.
No, it should.
It should?
Yeah.
Why?
Because passion.
No, there was passion.
Competitiveness.
I told you, the one guy ran over. Like, we were standing, Steve and I were standing in the corner. All right? That's where, like, the brigades marched on and marched off. And that's where the Navy was sitting. And again, it was like the lacrosse team and, you know, all this other stuff. So after the game, an Army guy came over and he lifted his shirt up. And it had some kind of saying. I don't remember what it was. We should have taken a photo. You know, so now you're rowing each other up. And yeah, it got a little, which I'm glad it did. Enabled me to run into it.
I wish we still had that direct spotlight from God coming through the studio. Because I just had a brilliant idea. Oh, let me move over here and just, there it is. So we should create a charity event called Capture the Flag, right? And then we could like have a game where we have people compete for a flag that can't touch the ground, that has to be respected at all times, and we can give all back to charity.
Do you have any other ideas?
Hold on. Let me move back into the sunlight. But no, you know me long enough. I mean, what kind of job do you think I would be qualified for if I were in the Navy? What positions could I do? Because now I know that there's planes.
Well, here's the thing, okay? And I'm being totally honest.
Okay.
I don't know when you're a putz, if you're acting or if you're real.
Oh, okay.
So I'm saying I can't tell that. Like the way that this persona of your act, you wouldn't last 2 weeks.
Well, because I don't listen to authority, because I'm never on time.
You notice how he was a minute early.
Well, he's a professional.
Well, I'm saying.
But did he have a watch that said pro diver on it? I mean, I'm a diver in the Navy now. I got a flag.
You literally, I don't know anything that you could do in the military.
There's nothing. Come on, give me a job.
Well, you'd be in the brig.
What's that?
Jail.
No.
Yeah, you would.
I'm not in jail in real world. I would be in jail in the military.
That's because, A, there's no consequences for stupidity in the real world.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Jaywalking?
Jaywalking is now going to be supposedly in Vegas. That's going to be the one thing that they're going to try to stop. Prostitution, they don't stop. The marijuana use, they're not stopping. But the jaywalking, they're going to.
Well, that's a problem.
But no, seriously, you can't act the way you do in the military. Like, yeah. You would never make it through boot camp.
That's not true.
You wouldn't.
It's just physical fitness.
No, it's mind game.
I'm a champion.
It's not physical. It's a mind game.
I'm stronger mentally than all of them.
No, first of all, you're not.
I am.
Believe me, you're not.
Stronger.
No, you're not.
Mentally.
No, you're not.
Toughness.
No, you're not.
Grit.
And that's what Xavier and I kind of talked about, you know, like what he's about to go through. You know, one of Sean's best friends is a pilot in the Navy. I think he had been flying like the Admiral around or something. Okay. So I mean, he's high up, and it's all mind games. Whether it's what they do in Maine, what they do at boot camp, it's called 1 5-day in the military.
Okay,
so that's the fifth day of your first week at boot camp.
All right,
and all the company commanders. So these are all the enlisted military. You know, we're trying to become military. We're in boot camp, so we are, you know, military. They try to break you down.
Okay.
So you're all standing at attention in front of your locker.
Yeah.
And they're screaming at you. What's the movie they call it?
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket. I haven't seen anything.
You numb nuts.
I haven't seen anything past when he blows his brains out on the toilet.
Great movie.
Who I only know him from one of the Law and Orders or CSIs or whatever. So they're in your head all the time. They're in your head all the time. So I'm standing there, the guy next to me, you know, because it's an upper and a bottom rack. They found a $5 bill in his locker.
Okay.
And he, like you, argued. I didn't put that there.
Yeah. Denial's always a good key.
Well, no kidding, you didn't do it.
They planted it.
Of course they planted it.
Damn.
Right. So you take it. It is what it is. Or the highest enlisted of our unit, I forget what he was called. So they get in front of him, and they're screaming at him. Okay? Now, this guy had already been in the military,
okay. And
then he came back. So they're screaming, and the guy screams at him, "What are you looking at?" What do you think he responded?
"Nothing, you idiot."
"Nothing, sir."
"No. I would not. I'd be in the jail."
And then the guy goes, "You call me nothing?"
Yeah.
It's a no-win, but it's how you handle it.
You got called a nothing last year.
Yeah.
So keeping the tradition alive.
Yeah, well, that's
mostly a military thing.
Yeah.
But okay, so the boot camp is nothing. That's physical. I mean,
no, it's not physical. It's not physical.
I'm a mental champion.
Boot camp is mental.
But I'm a mental discipline. I mean, I became
a mental
champion.
Midget is what you are.
I became a professional athlete eating a junk food. Like I mentally, you can't break me.
Yeah,
I rode a bicycle to New York.
Can. Yeah,
you can't break me.
I think you can be broken.
Put me in the military.
Well, first, we don't want you.
Give me 5 days of your little boot camp. You go get sandy, go get wet. I've been through it all. I put myself through that same shit.
Well, the guy, first of all, ship.
That's a ship. For your same ship.
First of all, somebody was supposed to set that up, but he disappeared. Last I heard, he was in Colorado and then having breakfast with Kelly. So, because that was the plan.
Fear is, I mean, people get scared. I don't blame them. I wouldn't mess with me either. Tough. Pretty much like my own cartel. Look at this suit I got on. You gonna mess with a guy wearing this suit? Like, seriously, chime in to the Facebook live stream. Check out my fit today, right? You gonna really mess with a guy wearing a pizza charm that's three
that's
sizes
a choker.
Too small?
That's a choker.
A pizza choker wearing a velour crushed velvet suit, right? With a watch doesn't work. You really gonna mess with this guy?
Now, what are you gonna do with this crap after you wear it today?
Well, hopefully, I'll probably be in jail by the end of the night. Give me a nice orange outfit. You know, like, trade in this Huggy Bear suit.
No, I think that would go over well in prison.
It's
you walk into somebody's cell dressed like that.
Well, I look like a bear. Like, who's this guy?
They like bears.
Bears are big in Key West.
All right. Enough with that shenanigans. Let's hit a break. When we come back, another segment, or Dave Feldman. I don't remember if Dave Feldman's next or at the bottom of the hour. I will look it up, and we will talk some bare knuckle.
Yeah, I'm going to get more professional.
What's going on? This is Nick Lachey from MTV's Newlyweds, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Experience the future of home comfort with Cool Breeze AC. Call them today at 727-954-3605 and let Mitch, Jimmy, and their team transform your living space into a haven of comfort.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cecil Fielder from Detroit, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm a rock believer!
Scorpions in, Scorpions out, as we get ready for the return of the Scorpions to Las Vegas.
Oh, what?
Another residency. I'm already making some plans to go to a couple shows out there.
Nice.
Hang out with Mickey D.
I got
Stephen L. It'll be pretty cool.
I got an electric drum set in one of the storage units, brand new, still in the box, amplifier. So you know, maybe if I practice for, you know, a couple days, then maybe Mickey will let me open for him.
I'm going to say no.
Why? Because I use my finger?
What is the object of these storage units? Is it to load your house up with crap?
Yeah. So the goal is to get...
I heard Steve bought a third house.
No, Steve has storage units all over the state. He is quite the real estate mogul.
Well, he doesn't know it yet, but he's buying one in Las Vegas next week.
But he has tremendous luck, right? I mean, so Steve rents... buys a unit at auction, and it's a massive amount of furniture. So instead of hauling it out in the 3-day window, he just decides to rent the space to store the stuff. But the way the rental companies are, they force you to cover insurance on the unit. You have to have insurance for the goods that are inside of it. So whether they provide it at the store or you have your own, it must be applied. So he got a call this week.
So now the storage unit that cost him whatever is costing him six times as much because he's not only renting it, but he's now paying for insurance on his locker.
Except in this case, over the holiday break, apparently there was a break-in. He got a call from the Flagler Sheriff Department saying, "I'm sorry, Mr. Linnae, but your storage unit has been broken into. We have to file a claim." So now he's going to get insurance on all the stuff that was in that unit that he didn't have any emotional... personal attachment to.
Right, but he has a financial attachment.
But it's all value. So he's going to get full value replacement for all the things that were in that content. sell bed and couches and refrigerators.
Radio
and
equipment.
Big green eggs and all the things that are missing now. He's going to get brand new. Like, he's going to get a check for the value. So it's amazing. Like,
So would this be similar to going to a casino? And now that you finally have made some money, you know, yeah, you've lost your items, but now you have some dollars in your pocket. Do you reinvest in another unit?
Oh, that's what I told him first. Walk away? Yeah, absolutely. We got to buy more.
What's this Wii stuff?
Well, we're partners, he and I. I lost half my stuff in that unit.
Hopefully it was closed like this.
I lost my shirt. Look. Oh,
Jorge Masvidal has made an announcement. Did you hear this?
He wants to fight at UFC 300. And Ben Askren has announced he'll come out of retirement to fight him at UFC 300.
You know, here's the thing, and you know, I've had a lot of people calling me about, is GSP coming back or the Diaz brothers coming back? UFC 300, I don't want UFC 300 to be a gimmick. I don't want UFC 300, which really isn't 300, by the way, but that's another story. They've had plenty more than 300 events.
Yeah, for sure.
And I always say it, 37.5 was a pay-per-view number. So really, 299 is 300.
Sure.
If you want to look at it by numbers. I don't want, you know, they're making UFC 300, and by the way, we're already credentialed for it, Steve, so we're set for that. Don't make this a gimmick. Make this what Dana said it's going to be, the biggest event of all time.
Right.
The biggest event of all time is not going to include, in my opinion, fighters that have been retired for years.
Yep.
Fighters that got knocked out by a knee 5 seconds in and never did what everybody expected Ben Askren to do. Or what do they call him? Ben Askew?
Yeah, that's what Michael Buffer calls him.
Michael Buffer called him?
Ben Askew.
I don't want to see the Diaz brothers back, and I like Nick and Nate. I don't want to see GSP fight, and I like George. We were just with him, you know, in Vegas. I don't want it to be a gimmick.
Yeah.
You know, do we want Brock to come in for a one-off fight again?
No.
One of those, maybe. You know, the first event of the main card, maybe. I don't want Nick on one and Nate on another, then George.
Would you like to see the Askren fight, though, just for a chance of redemption?
No. Like, I don't want to see it.
Because, I mean, the guy's got to live with that flying knee for the history of life. Like,
he's got to live with Jake Paul more.
That's true.
At least he lost. And I like Jake Paul's, but it's two different things. No. If you wanted to redeem it, you should have redeemed it already. You know, even if you come back and win that fight, it doesn't change that you got knocked out by a knee 5 seconds into the fight.
Yeah. It was it's probably one of the greatest knockouts I've ever seen. I mean, unbelievable.
You know, because I would say that it is because of how it happened. You know, it wasn't the Leon Edwards Kamaru Usman knockout, which is still an impressive.
Yeah.
But it was at the end of the fight. It was after a long fight that he was losing.
Yeah.
You know, this was at the very beginning, and how cocky he was with his hands behind his back.
Right.
Legendary.
Legendary. I mean, and coming in, Ben had this, like, backstory that he was coming in to change the game, and he was coming from a different organization to show his dominance, and he got traded as the first trade, they called it.
Bad trade.
Yeah. They sent Demetrius Johnson to one.
I said it was a bad trade when it was done. Demetrius Johnson is known as one of the greatest fighters of all time.
The most underrated fighter of all time.
And I think he's underrated.
Underappreciated.
Because underappreciated, not underrated. Underappreciated because of fans and because of the lighter, you know, it's the weight lighter class. Weight class.
Right.
And,
sure.
You know, he dominated. He dominated just like Ronda did.
Well, he's more dominant, I thought.
And Ronda was dominant.
I think Demetrius was up there with the John Jones. I mean, he was untouchable.
No, he was.
Well, I mean, for.
But you know what people said about Ronda, including me, and what about Demetrius is he really didn't fight anybody. It was, you know, it was on the way. Like Ronda really didn't, you know, that it was, you know, as the women fighting in the UFC and it just kind of started and whatever. Okay, let's switch over.
Oh, nice.
BKFC blowing up.
They're about done 300 events this year.
Well, that, and I don't know if Dave can announce anything, but, you know, when we have him on here in 30 seconds, but I saw a post on Facebook, two of the biggest meetings of BKFC history. So let's welcome the president of BKFC, our good friend, Dave Feldman. Dave, how are you? Happy New Year.
I'm doing great. Happy New Year to you guys. How's everything?
Everything here is good. It sounds like cold weather up there. Do you got a cold?
No, I actually had an old boxing injury that I got fixed last week for my deviated septum and something, a little thing with my ear. But tomorrow I get everything out and I'll be able to talk normal. But I actually feel great. It's just, a little tough breathing right now.
Oh, you just sound like Rocky Balboa right
now.
Yeah,
right?
I sound like a fighter from Philly.
There you go. Hey, authentic. You sound just like you are. So, give us the beginning of the year, BKFC update. We read a lot. We hear a lot of what's going on. Very excited about it. What's up?
Yeah, man, just got a lot of big stuff coming up in the Middle East. Some really big things. We went over there. We had some great meetings with some really, really great people that saw our vision and are potentially buying into our vision. And I think it's gonna really catapult our business in 2024. Evan, I heard you say that I made a post. I wish I could reveal it, but I tell you, I'll whisper it in your ear later what it is. I just can't tell the public right now.
Okay.
But it's really an amazing thing, and when I can tell you, you'll understand why. It's going to be a really, really great thing for us. But we start off the year, January 27th, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Prospect Series, and then we go to Hollywood, Florida, the Hard Rock Casino, Luis Palomino versus Austin Trout on February 2nd, and that's going to be the contention of a bunch of huge, huge investors are coming to that one. So that's going to be a big, big time event for us, and we think it's going to be the start of something special for us.
You know, we've talked years now, since BKFC won, and we continue to ask the same question. Are you ever surprised? We keep saying this is the biggest, and then 3 months later, you've topped what you did 3 months ago. Does this continue to surprise you?
Well, this meeting that I'm going to tell you about did surprise me. It's just something I didn't think was going to happen. But the events, look, the sport's growing, right? It's not just us, but, we're leading the way. But the sport's growing. It's growing. It's going everywhere around the world now. It's actually becoming a regular sport that people, understand now. They know what it is. They're not really curious. They're curious about it, but they're not really put off by it or standoffish by it. They kind of get it now because so many people are doing it now, and that's a great thing for us. So, I just expect every event really to go bigger and better, and I think the bigger names that we're signing, the bigger programs we're doing with the tryouts and growing the sink from the ground up as well, I think, man, I really think this year is the year. I think this is it. I say it sometimes, this is going to be our biggest year yet. And every year has been our biggest year yet, right? Every group, every year outgrew the following year, revenue-wise, by double. Every single year, we doubled our revenue. So doubled our revenue, we doubled our exposure, we doubled our followers. And if we keep doing that, who knows where we're going to go, right? But it's just a really, really great time to be where we're at right now, coming into 2024 with all these events planned in the United States and around the world. So, we're expecting some huge things this year.
I know that you and BKFC and, anybody doesn't need to hear things from other people, but we had somebody on, Sam Alvey was on, was it last week or the week before?
Last week.
And as we were talking, he just recently won the Karate Combat heavyweight title, and we're talking, and he goes, I want to be the Mike Perry of Karate Combat. I mean, to me, it's like, wow. Even though we know where BKFC is, hearing that comparison and those types of things, I liked.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Great guy. We talked about signing him, but, I think we had some hiccups on our end, actually. Nothing but respect for that guy. Everybody wrote him off, and he showed them why they shouldn't have, right? So hats off to him, and, thanks for the compliment of saying I wanted to be the Mike Perry, because that's a goal, and that's an idolization, and that's just really, really freaking awesome.
Talk about Mike Perry for a second. Mike was on, not too long ago, and our friendship and relationship, how Mike has grown, as a person, and we've talked to him about this very subject. When he first, left the UFC, and when he first signed with you, I know you and I had a conversation, and how he's matured and grown up, and he is basically, if not the face of BKFC, one of.
Yeah, I spent some time with him in the UK prior to his fight with MVP, and we just kind of got to talking, and I'm like, listen, man, you got something special here. you need to live your life right. You need to do this. This is, I'm not taking credit for him, you know, doing his life right. Don't get me wrong. But I could see that he's such a great guy, man. He's just a really good person. He's actually really smart, too. And he just needs some guidance, or needed some guidance. And he's got the right people around him now. And I think that that's what's really changing him as a human being. But, I mean, he's accepting this superstar very, very well. He's dealing with it great. And, I mean, he really literally is. I'm not saying he's a superstar everywhere he walks. He's a superstar in combat sports right now.
So, Dave, before the break, during Christmas, I saw you guys announced California's coming up. Any details on dates or cities, locations?
Yeah, we're working on some venues right now. We weren't sure if we were going to go down by in Southern California or if we were going to go up by Sacramento. And, you know, I think we're leaning towards Southern Florida right now. So we're talking to some venues. We're talking about the end of April. Will be our debut there, and it's going to be a monster card. Get back to Mike Perry. You know, he could be on that card. We have some really, really top opponents for him as well. And I think, man, I'm just so excited about 2024. I really am. We grew our team. We put some more people in place. We're going to get this funding coming in. You know, we crawled our way. I mean, you know, Randy, and you know also, that we literally, Matt, we crawled our way all the way up. Nobody handed us this $25 million check, $100 million check, and said, hey, go build this thing. You know, I begged, borrowed, and stole everything that we've done to get to this point. And now to potentially have a big check being written to us to take that pressure off our back and just focus on growing the company, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, I don't want to put a damper on anything, but since Matt brought up California, how about the New York of BKFC? Any word on our state in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, actually, you know, I'm hearing some really, really great rumblings that that we're going to get a vote, a positive vote on us in the next month. And I think that, you know, that means June, probably July show here in Philadelphia, in the great city of Philadelphia. And I can't wait. Like, that's like the I made it moment for me. I mean, I know Las Vegas and California, sure, but all the negativity I had to get into Pennsylvania, now if we do get in here, that's just like, wow, that's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm already booking my flight. Yeah. I don't know the date, but I'll book flights from June to August, you know, just to make sure I'm there. Through the prospect series and everything that you guys have going on, are there any names, you know, that you want to throw out or can throw out of, hey, this is the Bo Nickel of BKFC that's going to, you know, crawl his way up and be the next, you know, champion here at BKFC?
Yeah, not really yet. I mean, I think we're going to know that after the first round of the prospect series rolls off. We were just talking about one of the fighters that we didn't get a fight for on February 2nd that we're trying to fill in now. Came from the prospect series. I think he's a serious contender. Perdomo, he's a heavyweight Cuban. Man, he looks like Mike Tyson and fights like Mike Tyson. So, you know, he's someone that definitely stood out to me. But there's plenty of guys that we're going to get out of this. But the thing that we're doing here is we're not just trying to find good fighters. We're trying to find stories with these fighters, right? And it's going to be titled BKFC Tryouts, What's Your Why? Into BKFC Prospect Series. So the guys that win the tryouts are going to fight 2 months later on that Prospect Series. And that's how we're going to roll this thing out, to give everybody the opportunity to follow the journey of these young men and women. And I think that's what's really going to change the game for us.
Talk about, I saw and heard and gotten some of the BKFC Bucked Up product.
Yeah, man, that was amazing, man. It's going to be in all the GNC and vitamin shops in the United States and Canada here very, very soon. It's going to be distributed in every place that Bucked Up's distributed. It's called Bare Knuckle Punch pre-workout, and then we're also, I think, March, April, we'll be launching a energy drink with Bucked Up as well. So super, super excited about that. When I tell you that, I like to do business with the right guys. I mean, just great human beings, great people. Love the Gardner brothers that own Bucked Up supplements. I call it Bucked Up Energy all the time, but they're a huge supplement company, and they're just great people, and they're helping us grow, and we're helping them grow, and that's the kind of partnership you want.
Absolutely. Ryan and Jake are two really good guys. And what I don't think people realize, obviously you do, you know, if you're in the combat world, if you do a combat radio program, you know, you're familiar. But not everybody that was going to walk into GNC knows. But now they're going to see a product with your logo on it has got to be even bigger than either one of us think.
It was unbelievable. Like, I was just thinking about it. Like, I was sitting there looking at it, like, holy crap, man. We have our own product now, our own product with this major brand, not that we just developed one and threw it out there. Like, with the major brand, with major distribution. And I said the same thing you did. I said, how about the people that just know Bucked Up or don't even know Bucked Up and are in a GNC and go, oh, what's this? Bare Knuckle, BKFC? It's just great, great branding for us. Great, great branding for them. And I think, it, like I said, great partnership.
So you mentioned Albuquerque. You mentioned Miami. Anything else on the horizon you can talk about?
We're going to do another prospect show in February in Virginia. We just locked that in. And then we're filling out the rest of the year right now. We're going to the Middle East in May. The end of May, we're going to have a show there in the Middle East. We're talking to Japan right now. We go back to Bulgaria on March 22nd. So we got a lot of really great things lined up. Mexico starts in April. That starts our monthly show there in Mexico on TVS Second down there. So just so many great things. And if I felt better, I'd be able to talk to you about everything. But I know the next time we talk in the next week or two that I'll make sure that I fill you and all your listeners in on everything that we have going on.
And Dave, before I let you go, the one location that everybody was really excited about last year, including DJ Tony, was Puerto Rico. Is anything going to happen down there on the island?
Not 100% sure. It's just really funny the way the commissions run there. The boxing commission controls boxing. The MMA commission controls MMA, and they're not really sure who's going to govern Bare Knuckle. That's why it's just been a little bit of a holdup. But, you know, we'll definitely eventually get there. But, you know, we also have a prospect series coming up the end of February 23rd in Medellin, Colombia. So that's going to be a nice little spot for us as well.
Really?
Interesting. I happen to have a sponsor who is based there.
We have some
big Japanese players coming to our event on February 2nd as well. So moving into Japan is going to be a huge, huge deal for us.
I will call you after the show and introduce you to Bio Accelerator, who is their headquarters is there in Colombia.
Awesome.
We will do some stuff. Dave, I know that you've talked longer than you probably could have, should have, or would have. We appreciate you coming on.
Always.
Hope everything, you know, when it comes out or whatever tomorrow with your surgery is well, and let's talk again real soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Take care. That is David Feldman, the president of BKFC. We've been there since the beginning, and I am still extremely excited for him. The fighters, you know, our own personal fighter, Mike Perry. I know Dave Mundell doesn't want to hear that, but hey, it is what it is.
No, it's a takeover. I mean, 2024. Yeah, I was there the last fight in Salt Lake City. I sat with some of the Middle Eastern guys that came in or were sent to
I'm sure
observe the sport and report back to, you know, the engagement and the crowd and the fight and the so to get it to that next level, it looks like everybody in Salt Lake had a great time. And
I might have to do that Columbia trip.
I might have to get a job with the BKFC. I mean,
doing what? You're back in the same thing.
What do you mean?
You'll get beat up right away.
Why?
You're going to get beat up at boot camp. You're going to get beat up on the course.
Well, I mean, if they're growing that much, I need a job. I'm unemployed, Randy.
Well, let's see. What could you do for BKFC? Clean the spit buckets.
I could do that.
Okay.
Carry the flag?
No.
I can carry everybody's flag. Everybody gets to create their own custom flag.
We're not trusting you to carry the flag. And as long as it's not a country flag.
No, I'll start my own country. I'm like the Family Guy where Peter started Pretoria.
Never saw it.
What?
I've never seen
it. So he declared.
I've never seen 5 seconds of that.
Peter started his own country called Pretoria.
Who's Peter?
Peter Griffin.
Is that Ryan's brother?
Yes.
Okay.
And then he declared war. You have to watch it. It's hilarious. But yeah, we could create our own country. If we could create a country, what would you name it?
I'm going to name it It's Break Time. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Earl Morrow, quarterback of the Colts and the Miami Dolphins during the championship years. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the studios. We did have a New Year's Day bowl game. There were LaQuest balls in town.
And, yeah, it was.
Wisconsin, Big Ten school, came all the way down to take on LSU Tigers.
Well, one of the better games.
Yeah. Very good game. I mean, obviously, your Heisman Trophy winner, Jaden Daniels, was injured, was out.
So, was he injured or did he opt out?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
it's a difference.
Is it?
Yeah, well, of course it is.
I mean, he doesn't want to get hurt and go to the next level.
I'm not saying I have a problem with it, even though a lot of people do. I'm conflicted. Okay. I've argued with myself this, okay? Because you've got to think of, if you've declared for the draft, okay, and I understand that the percentages, and you could have been hurt last week or whatever, but the game means nothing,
right?
Okay? So I understand. The flip side is, and Brent, who I mentioned a few times, was like, you know, the Marines would have never done this. Marines don't walk out on their brother. Well, we've all learned one way or another, they're not your brother.
Okay.
Okay? You know, you can be best of friends.
Right.
Something could happen, and you're no longer best of friends.
Right.
You have to do what's best for you.
For sure.
Okay? But you were there the whole time, all season, all. Now people are going to say, and they are saying, well, FSU, you know, they had 87 players opt out.
Right.
They took their football and went home.
Yep.
And then suffered the biggest defeat in bowl game history.
Yeah. I mean, they should. Well, I mean, Georgia did the same thing, though, right? Then their star player didn't play.
No, it's not true.
Oh, really?
Not to that level. They might have had somebody opt out.
Well, if FSU did it because of the protest, right?
No.
Because of the way they got treated.
I don't think so.
They say they got stole, that they were undefeated, and they were the best team in the country, and they got kicked out of the playoffs.
They were not the best team in the country.
They said they were the best team in the country.
Well, so did UCF.
They're the undefeated team.
And all of that is true. And somebody on Facebook is ripping me and blah, 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 blah. And I said, she goes, records mean everything. I said, well, let's look at where the polls will be when it comes out. Because Alabama, who lost
to
Michigan, will still be ranked higher than Florida State. Florida State should be ranked about 14th. Because they took...
Who'd they play?
Georgia.
Ivy Tech. Like, I mean, just a regular season. Like, what schools did they actually play?
It's not their fault.
It's all power rankings, right? It's all based on, like, who you play.
Right. But, well, and they didn't really play anybody.
Strength of schedule.
But that's, you can't hold a team accountable for that. That's their schedule.
We saw that a few years ago with TCU. I mean, the Horned Frogs
it was
were
the year before.
Undefeated.
And I believe Georgia beat their brains in, too.
Just beat the brakes off of them. Right? It just showed them there's levels to this thing.
Well, there is.
Right.
You know, and you know, now we can say, they can say, whoever can say, well, the 42 opt-outs would have changed it.
No.
Well, it might have.
Possible. Well, losing their star quarterback would end their bowl chance.
Losing their quarterback is what cost them the bowl game, the championship game, because nobody expected them, even with all the players. And again, we're assuming because they went the easy way out. And again, I'm not saying I'm giving them that they were wrong. You have to do what's best for you. How many of those players will you see again? Right?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, it's kind of like, you know, Xavier, you know, he's gone back to Northeast. How many of those players will do that? So how many of those guys at Florida State will you see again? Will you stay in contact with? You're moved on to bigger and better things.
That's it. It's life. I can't take everybody with you when you level up.
Or anybody.
Yeah.
I'm learning that.
Why? Well, I'm going with you. I got nowhere else to go.
You don't.
I'm going to get a pendant. What line item am I going to be on your tax return?
Oh, all right. I'll claim you. I'm not giving you anything, but if I can claim
all my stuff's in Steve's storage unit that got stolen. So we'll get money back. 2024 is going to be a good year.
I need a storage unit.
Oh, Steve's got six of them he can loan you. But yeah, no, it was a great game. You know, I'll tell you, like, after the game, I stuck around. I was on the field.
Shocking.
Jaden Daniels.
Would you have stayed if you couldn't have gotten on the field?
No. No.
At least you're honest.
No.
You may be the biggest joker in the world, but at least you're honest.
You know, it's a tradition. I like to start my new year with my feet on the 50-yard line in the middle of the...
Barefoot?
Grounded.
Do you take your shoes off?
I like to be grounded. You know, and the ReliQuest Bowl. It's just great to be on the field. But Jaden Daniels, I saw him do two things, and I made a little reel about it. I don't know if you saw it, but one, he was talking to a little kid. And the little girl gave him a dap, and he like did the explosion with his hand and made it look like it blew up when they
fist bump. You can't say blew up.
Explosion.
You can't say explosion.
The hand blew towards the sky. But it was, his interaction with the kids was cool, right? But you expect that. He's a Heisman Trophy winner, all the publicity, all eyes are on him. So I expected that. Then a short time later, he was doing an interview. Off the interview, he started to turn up. Like, he started to, like, celebrate with his team because they just won the game. And he made two little sounds. Like, I don't know what he said exactly. It's in the video. But he's like, boop, boop. Or like, he was getting animated. He was getting excited, ready to just start jumping around and celebrating. And a lady and her two kids asked him for a photo. And instantly, just like, yep, come on, let's do it. And so I thought, for me, it was reminiscent of the Zion Williamson in Brooklyn when he was the McDonald's All-American star, that NBA future first-round draft pick. He was a dominant force in his sport, but not yet a household name. And when he stopped and gave that kid like the dap and the love and held up the team on the elevator, I thought, man, like this Jaden Daniels, he's got that same vibe. Like, and you like that character in your superstars.
I agree. We just have to hope that next year it's still there.
The Heisman Trophy.
Well, no, the Heisman Trophy is not going anywhere. He's not Reggie Bush. You know,
they don't get it back.
Yeah.
They don't take it back.
Reggie's trying to get it back.
He should get it back. He earned it.
I understand that. But here's the problem. It's like going back and changing. It was illegal then. What he did allegedly, obviously not allegedly, but whatever, was illegal then. And so, yeah, he got stripped.
Yeah, but he still earned it. I mean, the numbers don't lie. The stats don't lie.
If you get a speeding ticket wherever for going 60 miles an hour in 1998,
yeah,
okay, and in the year 2010, the speed limit is raised to 75. Do you go back and fight it and get your money?
For sure.
How?
Because they were wrong back then.
No.
They underestimated the proper speed for the roadway.
That's the speed limit.
I don't know. Name a more dominant force during Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy year. I mean, he was clearly the best athlete that year in college football.
Okay.
Like, he deserved it. Can't take the trophy away.
He won it.
What if he licks it? You don't want it back.
Well, you just use a rag. You would use the glove that they do for the Stanley Cup.
The OJ glove.
Or that one.
It came from USC. It's got a little blood stain on it. Not going to touch that one?
Not at all.
So I took a stab at it. Sorry.
I liked your bucked up energy drink shake.
Yeah. Bucked up energy challenge starts January 8th.
Have you seen the deals these guys are doing?
Crazy deals.
It's like $9.99 for a shaker, a t-shirt, and 57 bushels of stuff.
If you get the platinum edition, they come and work out for you. You just stay on the chair and they just move your legs.
That's perfect.
They cardio while you watch
TV. I want the next one where I don't even have to move my legs.
That's perfect.
You do the exercise, but I get credit for it.
You can join in. Bucked Up Energy starts January 8th. $25,000 cash and prizes. They got all kinds of discount codes, promo codes. Get yours today.
I have a shaker to give away.
You want? I need an extra one.
You got one.
You know how many days in a row I got to work out?
There's a thing called a dishwasher.
Well, she's busy. My wife has a career.
Ooh. Oh.
Steve, edit that one out.
Where are you? Are you? What storage unit are you moving into?
Oh man!
I found a way to finally get rid of you.
Yeah, don't let her hear the show.
Good no, I'm sending it to her.
But no, the Reliquest Bowl was amazing. I thought it was a great game.
Way to change the subject. Who wins next Monday? Who do you like Monday?
Who's next Monday?
I knew you were going to say who's playing.
Michigan versus the other team.
Yeah, the other team.
Who won the other game?
Washington.
Washington.
Vita Vea was at the game.
Okay. Washington, they beat Texas, right?
They did.
Texas. I'm going to go with Michigan. I think they're too dominant.
They looked good. They looked good.
Yeah.
You know, and not sour grapes. I don't care who won. You know, I'm going to take the negative. But there was a blatant hold on the Alabama player towards the end of the game. How did you miss that? He's standing right there. You could see the guy's hand on the Alabama jersey. If that's called, now it's not third down. It's first down.
Have you seen that?
Thanks.
Well, I mean, it just reminded me when you're talking about the hand on the jersey, that was he wearing the same color glove as the uniform of the opponent?
That's what you're supposed to do if you're defense.
Well, but I know like that's a strategy they use. You know,
I forget who it was. I think it was Julian Edelman.
Yeah, he was wearing the red gloves.
Yeah, and Belichick gave him a hard time. Yeah. And what's wrong with you?
Because Ernie can see you from the box. Right. He's like, can you change the gloves?
Smart move. Who thinks of that?
Right, it was brilliant. Yeah, but I didn't watch the Alabama game, so I don't know that play. But I mean, it should be equal always.
It should be.
But I don't know. At the same time, I think the biggest thing for me that's a tragedy in the college like sports game is if there's a penalty, you have a great play and it goes for long yardage, these guys don't get the stats. The plays go back. They take the injuries and the compression and the fatigue. It changes the outcome of the game. You know, I think they just let all the plays just play themselves out. Then at the end of the game, they go back and adjust based on like what was legal and whatnot, and then change the score.
Do you do drugs?
Carry the one.
Because that just sounded like you were so high when you thought that up.
Well, I'm thinking it through, and because all those yards that were run, they should get credit for. You know, on their Fitbit, it says they ran 12.2 miles in a game.
If it's on their Fitbit, it counts.
It shouldn't. But it's just out on the stat sheet.
But they don't wear Fitbits.
Because that's how they're going to get to the next level. Like, if you're going to get to the NFL, you got to have stats and yards. So if you run a 100-yard...
Not all true.
A 99-yard, like, run.
Okay.
And some offensive line guy gets called on a hold for... On the other side of the ball.
Right.
Not even on your side of the field. You lose all that positive yardage and like the highlight reels.
But A, how many times was that hold on the side where you went, which if he didn't hold, you wouldn't have gone through the hole, number one. Two, there are scouts there at the games. You don't think they write that stuff down?
Oh, okay. So they're still getting credit.
Well, yeah. I mean, they get acknowledged for it. They're okay. Like Roman Reigns. They've been acknowledged for it. And I'm sure that they write everything down. That's what the scout's job is. So if the hold is on the opposite side and it didn't affect that, then yeah, you may give them 2 stars. But if the hold opened the hole for the guy to go 92 yards, you have to take that into context.
See,
I'm just
more from the school of Indiana basketball on the playground.
How tall is the hoop in Indiana?
3.6 feet.
3.6
feet. We can all dunk. You know?
I didn't know they grew them that small.
Yeah, well, white guys can't dunk. There's a movie about us. So they lowered the rim size in Indiana.
So it should be adjustable.
Well, I mean, we have it now since Larry Bird left. You know, they raised it up when he was there. But it's back to 3.6. But I think we should, I think you should just no blood, no foul. You know, and that's how you play street ball. I mean, that's like you just play. There is no tic-tac, slap to res. Like, you just got to man up. You got to, like, score buckets, get back on defense. And unless you actually are bleeding, shouldn't get the ball.
I love fights on pickup basketball games.
That's the best.
When you call a foul.
Love it.
And then you get in a fight because you called the foul.
Well, because in Florida, these guys all play soft anyway. Like, they would never survive up north, ever.
Okay. I'm going to prove you wrong again.
Never.
So there was a book out, The Greatest Pickup Basketball Courts in America.
All right.
And one of those courts is right here in St. Petersburg.
No way.
Out in at the beach.
What?
Yep.
Where?
Whatever.
It's still there?
Yeah. Go out there. Out by Shaner's.
What's that?
A deli.
Okay. Well, let's go.
Friends used to own it.
I'm down. I just need 4 of the people.
You get your 4, I'll get my 4.
All right. Speaking of my 4, we just won the Tampa International. Not International, the Invitational.
We.
Well, SFA.
What did you have to do with it?
A coach.
Just because you can spell SFA doesn't mean you're a partner.
But we just won. We a top team from a top 20 team that came down from Maryland. We won the entire tournament, and Dre, our point guard, got MVP of the entire Invitational. So we're dominant on basketball. We're dominant in football.
Well, when you pay your players, you have the best players money can buy.
We paid our challenge athletes. Our special need athletes got paid.
Well, you told
not
me that.
Our youth athletes, but we CrossFit gym went out of business. CrossFit Rebels out of Clearwater Beach, a 10,000 square foot CrossFit gym went out of business. They had it sold, and so like a week before the deadline to like transfer and you know the lease and everything, the deal fell through. So then they were stuck with 10,000 square foot of history of a gym, but they didn't have where to put it. So they just put it on Marketplace. They were giving away for free. I reached out, told them about the school, told them about our needs, told them that we had this amazing program and that you know we could really use the equipment. And so what I thought was just going to be given was a couple pull-up bars, ended up being an entire gym, like flooring, plyometric boxes. So shout out to Mike and his family over at CrossFit Rebels. Now I have a state-of-the-art gym to even do better for my athletes this semester than last semester. You think we did some amazing stuff this year, playing IMG for the state title, traveling to St. Francis Academy in Baltimore, like winning, beating IMG gold in basketball, winning the Invitational. Wait till next year.
Why don't you play Spates' team?
All right.
His AAU team. Let's see how good you are.
Let's go.
Let's get Mo's team.
I'm with it.
Okay.
We got ballers.
But we got to add, Mo is going to play for his team.
That's fine.
And you're going to play for yours.
It's all right. I play big in the paint.
Now they have the weak link.
You don't want to mess with me.
So now it's 5-on-4.
I'm way too violent for the game.
It's 5-on-4.
No.
So the 5 of them can cover the 4. It'll be a box and 1.
You've never seen me play basketball.
They're going to. I've seen you. I've never seen you shoot.
I'm a. You tell them about my shot. My shot's fluid.
It's not fluid. It would get slapped. I've seen your shot.
Listen.
Boxing one.
The first guy slaps my ball, they're getting slapped. Like, we fight.
Power
we fight. I fight. On the basketball court, like, I used to play downtown Indianapolis. We'd show up. Like, here's how serious basketball is in Indiana. You show up to the court with what, Randy? Well, you're going to go play basketball for the day, right? What do you take into the gym?
Nothing.
That's why you're not a basketball player.
Okay.
You know, we take two pair of shoes.
I play in flip-flops.
That's why you're never going to play with us. We pick one pair of shoes you wear to the gym.
When you shoot from half court, you don't need sneaks.
Then you change into your ball shoes that stay on the court.
I'm going to change into the top of the hour. We'll come back. We'll finish the shenanigans in the third hour.
Put your team together. We'll do a 3-on-3 Gus Mackers.
Call your people. You don't take the
people. Have a law.
Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Snap Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.